This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Today, the Republican National Convention gets set to open in Cleveland, where Donald Trump will become the most unconventional GOP nominee in recent memory. So this morning, we introduce you to three Republican delegates who all live within a short drive from Boston. All three are enthusiastic Trump supporters.
I asked the campaign to send me a bunch of stuff here.
And for one of them, the convention swag has arrived.
Oh, okay, good. They sent me all the camouflage hats for the veterans.
Al Baldessaro eagerly opens the packages, camouflage caps with the Make America Great Again slogan, a pitcher for beverages with Donald Trump's insignia, and even some booze for a campaign helper.
Yeah, she wants him to sign his ball of Trump wine.
All useful stuff to entice new converts and thank longtime Trump supporters. Baldessaro is a Republican New Hampshire state representative, a Trump spokesman, and a Trump true believer. The 22-year former Marine is a disabled veteran who has no trouble speaking for Trump because he feels Trump speaks for him, particularly on veterans issues.
He's the real deal. I mean, I can look this guy in the eye because that's how I do when I talk to people because, you know, there's certain things you identify, indicators and everything else on weakness. That man there has got a lot of strength. The military use would be a last resort, guaranteed with Donald Trump.
The 10-year state representative, along with his wife Judy, are attending their first convention, both as delegates.
We're going to discuss the veterans function and other stuff at the, you know, convention and try to put some things together and the coalition and everything else. I mean, I'm motivated over it. This is an opportunity of a lifetime for my wife and I.
It's a bit of a different story for our next delegate, as this will be the seventh convention for Ginny Griman of Wellesley.
It's something I do every 4 years to get involved in the political process, which I very much enjoy, and also to be able to participate in the dialogue about what we want in a president.
Have you ever voted for a Democrat for president?
I have not.
Okay. So ever since you became eligible to vote or started voting, you've pulled the Republican lever or marked the GOP ballot and that sort of thing?
I have, yes.
And this year is no exception. Griman says she liked all 17 Republican candidates, and she's fine with a final choice, Donald Trump.
We need someone who can speak from the heart to the people. And I think that's exactly what he is doing. He is speaking to me. He is speaking to many others. And as he said, I'm for you. He didn't have to run for office, as he many times says. He had a very comfortable life, a much easier life than he's going to have now. But I do believe he really cares about America and wants us to get back on the right track.
Griman, like most of the GOP delegates from Massachusetts, is not a professional politician. She teaches law at Boston University. Most of the pros, the Republican state legislators, are boycotting, staying home. Of the 34 Republicans in the Massachusetts House and the 6 GOP Senate members, no senators, and only 3 state reps are headed to the convention in Cleveland. One of the 3 attending is Representative Jeff Deal of Whitman.
Obviously, I was hoping for some more folks, but look, the fact of the matter is Donald Trump has been speaking outside of the D.C. circle of folks and even outside of the Beacon Hill folks.
Deal is the co-chair of the Trump campaign in Massachusetts, but he was not an early supporter. Deal was going door-to-door, stumping for a special election for himself when he took notice.
In the city of Brockton, there were numerous people that would stop me as I was getting ready to leave their doorstep and say, hey, you know who I really like? Is Donald Trump. He doesn't need the money, and he's saying what we all think.
If there's a Trump issue that you're most drawn to, what is it?
Coming from the business background, I look at the fact that the greatest social program we can ever have is to have people working, feeling happy, employed, being able to bring home either the income that helps support their family, gives them the opportunities for kids to go off to college, a safe retirement, a home to live in. And so I think the fact that he is looking out for the economic interest is what I find most appealing about his campaign.
Do you have some place where you disagree with him?
You know, it's interesting. I don't think that Donald Trump is somebody who's a professional politician. So there are a lot of ideas out there that I think some people may question, or the way he may present things that people may question. But generally, I find myself in alignment with much of what he says. In fact, making a military stronger so internationally so that we don't have to get involved in conflicts so often and yet can project that military presence to create some security around the world. I find him to be, on most levels, pretty ideologically in line.
So does Jenny Griman, who expects a lot more GOP togetherness in Cleveland than the pundits are predicting.
You're going to hear less negative and more positive in terms of support. And I do think that most of the Republican Congress will support Donald Trump in the end. And I do think there's going to be, at the convention, a unification of the party.
Republican delegate Jenny Griman from Massachusetts. In Cleveland, we'll be hearing from WBUR reporters all week long from the Republican National Convention. This story was produced by Miles Gordon. What was once expected to be a glitzy showbiz Republican National Convention is now described by the Donald Trump campaign as one focused on everyday people. The convention begins tonight in Cleveland. The four-day event takes place under the cloud of the second attack on police officers in as many weeks, the killings of three officers yesterday in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. With us this morning to look at what's ahead this week is our regular team of political analysts, Republican strategist Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Bob.
And Democratic strategist Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
So let's first ask about the atmosphere that the conventions are taking place in, both of them, the GOP convention this week, the Democrats next week, the shootings of police officers in Baton Rouge and Dallas, the police shootings of black men that have sparked the unrest nationally, the coup attempt in Turkey this weekend, ISIS. If you're the candidates, how do you deal with this, Dan?
Well, you deal with it by being calm, dignified, and firm, with the emphasis on calm. The temptation is to use incendiary rhetoric, to talk tough and say things that could be seen as fighting fire with fire. Trump blamed the shootings in Baton Rouge on a lack of leadership, meaning President Obama. But blaming the White House for what happened in Baton Rouge or Turkey is absurd.
When tragedies like this strike, you can't help but wish that we had candidates who could speak in a way that inspired us to unite in a spirit of reconciliation, like when Robert Kennedy spoke to a predominantly black audience after the assassination of Martin Luther King. But our politicians sound like politicians when they issue statements, and it adds to the anxiety people feel because it doesn't give us reason to hope.
All right, on to the convention. What's the chief challenge facing Donald Trump this week, Todd Domke?
Well, to unify a fractured party and at the same time appeal to non-Republicans to broaden his base. This will be the Trump convention more than a Republican convention. That's what his campaign chairman said, Paul Manafort. And to satisfy the candidate, the convention will showcase Trump, the man, the success story. That's why all of his family are headline speakers, to testify to his greatness. But that's not going to persuade undecided voters who want to know about his principles and how he'd actually govern.
All right, so given the fact that most of the Republican Party heavyweights are skipping the Donald Trump convention, what's Trump need to accomplish this week in order to say it's been a great convention week?
Most of all, he needs to deliver a great speech and not one that veers off script, where he's boasting about how successful he's been and insulting Republicans who won't endorse him. He needs to act and sound presidential. He needs his running mate to be convincing as well. And he needs a convention to seem like a well-run, serious event, not a wacky TV reality show.
No question that between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, Trump is the change candidate, so to speak. Polls show voters want change. They're just not sure that Trump change is the change they want, that maybe he's just too risky. So how do you think Trump deals with that this week, Dan?
Well, presidents have to keep their cool. And bragging, as Trump did, that he's the law and order candidate is what makes him seem high risk. Nominees at conventions don't deliver speeches before they're officially their party's choice. So Trump should follow the tradition and show what Hemingway called courage, grace under pressure.
Some Republican Party heavyweights think that by the end of the week, Trump will have 90% of the party behind him. How successful, Todd, do you think Trump will be at bringing reluctant Republicans to him and then expanding support beyond Republicans to right-leaning Democrats, independents, and to union voters?
Well, he's got some non-Republican support already, of course. Some union voters who had supported Bernie Sanders, some independents who don't think ideologically so much as they trust personality. But many conservatives will continue to oppose Trump because they see him as amoral, bigoted, with no governing principles, and someone who sounds authoritarian. And that critique is based on statements made by Trump that he will not take back. So many conservatives, like Ben Domenech, an editor of The Federalist, he said, this is not the party of Lincoln anymore. Now this party is coming to Cleveland to die. So the Trump campaign says the Never Trump movement is dead, but many of the negatives on Trump will not be erased by this convention, no matter how entertaining it is.
All right, tone of Trump at this convention. He drew people to his campaign because of his bluntness, but does he need to strike a softer tone this week in order to draw beyond key supporters, Dan?
Well, I hope for the sake of the country that he will try to act in a statesmanlike, dare I say, presidential manner. If he doesn't, he runs the risk of making things worse and making it seem like he's rattled or angry. This is a time when being in control of one's emotions is the essential ingredient of a leader.
Let me ask one more question. Any surprises this week, and what do you think it might be? Todd Domke.
Well, I think Trump might announce some people he would appoint to his cabinet if elected, like the two he spurned for vice president, Chris Christie, maybe as his attorney general, or Newt Gingrich as secretary of defense. And it would be a surprise if he managed to get some of his past Republican opponents to stand with him on stage, like Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. And, of course, it would be a surprise if he didn't call Clinton Crooked Hillary.
Dan Payne.
Well, I'd be surprised if Hillary Clinton's name didn't come up every 30 seconds. It's the one thing that unites this party is a hatred for Hillary Clinton.
Dan Payne, thanks a lot for coming in this morning. Talk to you again this week.
You're welcome, Bob.
Same to you, Todd Domke.
Good to be with you, Bob.